I'm going to stand with law enforcement, and I want everybody to stay safe. I don't want anybody to be injured, so I'm going to veto that bill.
The bill Governor Rick Scott was talking about was passed during this year's legislative session and would have allowed the Florida Department of Transportation to raise the speed limit on certain highways to 75 miles per hour. Any speed limit increase would have required a study of the highway in question.
I was at a funeral last week for Trooper Chelsea Richards. I heard from Trooper Todd Cloud, and he asked me during the funeral, asked me to veto that bill. I've heard from sheriffs around the state and other law enforcement asking me to veto the bill.
And the governor heard from more than law enforcement. AAA was also lobbying to have the bill vetoed. Karen Morgan is the manager of public policy for AAA.
We would hate to, lose any grounds on improving traffic safety in the state. Other states have raised the speed limit above 70 miles an hour, have seen an increase in speed-related fatalities and injuries.
Morgan says one of the main arguments she's heard in favor of the bill was people are already driving 75. She says AAA is afraid that's a slippery slope.
So if the speed limit's 75, people are going to feel they can go 80. And so you're just making a moving target, essentially.
There were bills passed during the session that have the support of the Auto Club. One has to do with changing the state's requirement for children in car seats.
The previous law only required children to be restrained through age 3. So after age 3, they could be in a seat belt, which is not what AAA, American Academy of Pediatrics, would recommend. We recommend that children be properly restrained until the height of 4'9", which is usually around their 8th birthday. The bill that passed doesn't go that far, but it does require children be properly restrained in the appropriate car seat device until age 5, so to their 6th birthday, essentially.
Morgan says Florida went from having the worst child safety seat law in the country to now being somewhere in the middle of the pack. AAA also found some good news tucked into a larger economic development package that will give parents a little help when buying those booster seats.
There are permanent sales tax exemptions on youth bike helmets and car seats. So that's a great thing the legislature did for Florida's families and save them a little bit of money on these life-saving and injury-preventing devices.
The governor announced his veto of the speed limit bill on Tuesday afternoon. He's already signed the economic development measure into law. The car seat bill is still awaiting his signature or veto. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.